Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here in Boston, extra city and state police officers are arriving by bus at the city's tree lighting ceremony at the Common tonight. That's because of a protest planned over the New York grand jury's decision not to indict a white police officer in the choking death of an unarmed black man. That decision, which came just days after a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict a white police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed black teen, has prompted a debate about police use of force policies. Governor Deval Patrick today urged demonstrators to peacefully protest at the tree lighting tonight.
I want to urge that we express ourselves peacefully and that we continue the long march toward greater understanding.
WBUR's Zeninger Enwemeka has been following this. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So what do we know about these protests on the Common? Tree lighting is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, the event is being organized by a group called We Are the Ones. A Facebook page set up for the event calls it a peaceful protest and said, "We will be standing in solidarity at the Boston Common tree lighting. Bring your signage, energy, and a friend." It's gotten a lot of attention on social media, and more than 6,000 Facebook users have indicated that they will be attending.
And so what are officials saying about this?
The Boston Police Department says there will be extra police officers on the Common for the event, and Mayor Marty Walsh joined the police commissioner in issuing a plea for calm at the protests. This is similar to messages they put out following the Ferguson grand jury decision last week.
Now, you've looked into what the policies are on chokeholds among law enforcement agencies. What did you find?
The Boston Police Department said chokeholds and other similar maneuvers are not part of BPD's policies or training. I also spoke with the Massachusetts State Police, and they said something similar. They said they do not use chokeholds. Here is State Police spokesman David Procopio.
We have a very detailed use of force policy which outlines accepted tactics that may be used in a continuum of use of force, that is, starting from the least serious to the most serious based on the demands or specific threats of a given situation.
But I also spoke with civil rights attorney Howard Friedman. He says there is a case now on appeal involving a Boston police officer, David Williams, who is accused of using a chokehold on Michael O'Brien. To be clear, there is no death in this case. Here's how attorney Friedman describes it.
The officer denied using a chokehold, and it was only based on other evidence when his partner indicated that indeed he saw Officer Williams' forearm on my client's neck, that it became clear that my client was in fact telling the truth and that he had been choked.
The city agreed to pay $1.4 million to settle that federal civil rights lawsuit, and Officer Williams was terminated. But an arbiter ruled that he should get his job back. That case is on appeal in Superior Court. On an interesting note, Officer Williams served under former police commissioner Ed Davis, who I also reached out to today. He said he could not comment on the Eric Garner case because he is working as a monitor for the New York Police Department, examining their stop and frisk program.
Well, very interesting. WBUR's Zeninger Enwemeka, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.